Just going to share my thoughts on a customer service experience with Verizon Wireless. I have the 4G mobile hotspot, not the one that's the MiFi, but the first one to come out, the Samsung mobile device. And it's kind of been flaky the last couple of weeks, disconnecting and then have to turn it off and reconnect it. It's very fast, and I love it when it works. I tried to directly update it with Samsung software update today, because thinking that might help it, but what it actually did was completely eliminate any signal. So I went by the Verizon Wireless store in our area. They looked at it and they took it in the back, so they were going to call the hotline to try to figure out what was wrong with it. About 10 minutes later, they came back out and said they were going to replace it. Which tells me that they think it's defective or it's just not working like it's supposed to, which is good. I'm glad they're willing to stand behind it. What was not quite as good is that they're going to ship it to me. They don't have one in the store, which is a little bit inconvenient, but can't change that. They're going to do Economy Plus or Economy shipping, which is 5 days. So sometime next week, I will get it. And I asked him, well, don't you ship things overnight, especially in a situation like this where you are having to replace a device? And they said, well, they can ship it overnight, but they want to charge me. And that seems kind of tacky to me. If I'm getting a replacement for their device, which was defective, they're not going to pay to ship it overnight. That just seems like the right thing to do. And the other thing I asked the sales rep is, so for the time that I don't have this and don't have any signal, will my bill be credited? It's not a huge amount of money. I'm paying about $50 a month for the service, but it's another one of those things that just seems like the right thing to do. And he said, no, they can't do that. That's not part of the warranty, and you're not really going to be without it for that long. And I kind of just bit my tongue at that point. I believe the guy is just following Verizon policies, and I'm not really that much into trying to work any kind of deals or not, but it was a little bit disappointing to not see them just step up and say, sure, we will ship it overnight, we'll pay for that, and we'll credit you for any time you're out, when obviously you can't have any service. So I want to share that. Generally, I like Verizon's network. I think their stores are really organized well, and the people are generally helpful. But this decision, which sounds like it was based on policy, was just a frustrating one. So anyway, I will share that and take off.